From Keris.
Hello,
Lovely to catch up with you again. Cheers for talking to us today.
absolute pleasure.
We've been watching your Twitter site with interest. Like you said to me and the last time we met up in London, you'd show me a bar of gold, and there it was on your Twitter account.
Nice big bar too, wasn't it?
Yeah, look lovely. Your Twitter account's getting a lot of traction. It's amazing now the momentum it's carrying now for Keris.
Yeah, look, we went into a bit of a radio silence for a week. Must have got lost in one of those underground workings at Accord, but back above ground and ready to go.
Just to touch on that, you put a tweet out last night that the day today is the 24th of May, and you put Underground at Accord. Was that ever in the plan? Or
No,
extras?
that's just the old workings in the pit. At Accord, so no, that's just old workings that we dug into in the pit.
All right, just obviously you know what it's like for investors, the look at these images, and they like to
Yeah.
chat about things. Can you enlighten us any more about that before we move on?
Yeah, look, I mean, the goldfields has been mined since the 1800s, and the first miners literally packed wheelbarrows, went out into the outback and went prospecting, and they found these little high-grade showings that they'd pan for, and they'd dig down on them and rabbit around for a bit, and see what there was. And so when we put these open pits down, quite often, in fact more often than not, you'll find that there's some old workings near the surface where one of the old prospectors from the 1800s has burrowed away previously. So if you look closely at that picture, you will see a hole in the wall, and that's one of their old openings. And I've got to say, rather them than me, because if you look at that, that's very weathered ground and pretty unstable.
Unbelievable, isn't it? You just can't believe it, can you? Them guys, prospecting back in the
Ah,
day, and it's still there. It's amazing.
awesome. Very impressed by their ability to find gold and their ability to live and work out there before the age of fridges and air conditioning and stuff.
Oh, they must have been hardy souls, them guys, that's for sure. Tough
Yeah,
guy.
a little hardier than us.
So how are you going? We haven't spoke since well, in fact, since you did the show back at Walsall, and you got the Prince of Wales mine, you raised some funds for that. Was it 1.25 million? So how's it going on that front, please?
Yeah, look, it's pedal to the metal here. We're absolutely flat out getting all of our requirements in place. There's a lot of safety requirements and other things we need to get approved.
Yeah.
Huge amount of paperwork that needs to go into that before you can actually go underground. We've been looking at sourcing, where do we source cheaper equipment from. We actually had a go at an online auction the other day. There's a lot of stuff going from an old nickel mine quite cheaply, but we only picked up one thing. We've got to work out, get one of those salvage hunters, Discovery TV guys on board to help us out, I think. But so getting that together and all the plans, and it's all progressing well. Not a lot to see physically, but there's a huge amount of background work that goes into getting permissions to get an underground mine up and running.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I watch the DM groups on social media, and obviously everybody, they expect news every week. It's ridiculous, really. But just today's RNS, Dave, you've got the prepayment agreements with Norton Goldfield.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what's happened there under our original agreement, we're meant to be paid within 42 days, but that's dependent on final grade and recoveries being determined. So, just to revisit what happens, we deliver ore onto the ROM pad. They take about 18% of that to the side and they put that through the sample plant. That involves crushing it down to five, well, initially to 12 millimeters, taking large samples out of that, taking that sample away, crushing that to 5 millimeters, taking portions of that, and then taking that away to the lab, which then looks at grade through various methods. It then replicates the Norton plant, water, pH, cyanide, gravity, gold through Nelson concentrators, and basically runs it through a mini process of theirs to determine the recovery, along with various other things like moisture, et cetera, that we need to do the final determination. And so it's a pretty complex process and just takes a bit of time, depends how various things filter and whatnot to be able to get full mass balances. So it's just been taking a bit more time, and the sample plant itself has been unavailable either through other people using it or in this later case, a bit of a breakdown. And so that's extended our payment time beyond what we were expecting. And, so all credit to Norton. They, we went and saw them and said, look, this is where we are, startup, we need that cash coming back. And so we came up with this prepayment, and that should reduce our initial, 80% of the payment to within less than a week of the ore being processed in the sample plant. And all being equal, that's sort of 2 to 3 weeks after it lands on the pad. We'll get the bulk of the money, and then the remainder will flow once we do all that test work, which, we'll get better and better as we get more adept at the process.
It sounds a good deal, actually, because obviously you're getting, most of the payments, and then they'll just square you up, like you say, once they do the final batch. The thing I'm reading in the RNS today, is basically what I'm saying is, due to the unavailability, apologies, of the sample plant, prepayment for the second batch is anticipated to occur in the first 2 weeks of June under the new regime. That sounds quite interesting, that, in your RNS.
Yeah, well, look, if we didn't have that prepayment, because that sample plant, as I said, has been unavailable mainly through breakdown lately, our payment would have been sometime in July. So, we're hoping first week in June, but worst case, second week in June, we'll get that payment. There's more hitting or been hitting the pad in the meantime that needs to go through as well. So we'll sort of be a bit of a plug pull and release that pool of funds over the next month from all the mining we've been doing in between. And that will be a great boost for us.
Well, that sounds interesting for the shareholders, because obviously now they'll be reading today's RNS, and now they'll be looking to June, for some more updates and so on for you guys going forward.
Yeah, look, we'll get regular updates out, not just on that production, but what's happening at the two undergrounds. Because there is, even though it's a little boring with some of the paperwork, there is a lot of other stuff happening. We're sort of finalising the production models now, and getting detailed costings together, and be able to put out a lot more information on that as we go forward.
Yeah, what I've been asked through LSE Share Talk is for a Q&A session with you guys. Is it okay if we collect some questions and we forward them on to you for a written Q&A?
Yeah, absolutely, as long as they're not too tough.
There'll be nothing on cricket. Obviously, no Australian football. I can't stand, no comment.
No. Fair enough, too.
No problem. So when's your next visit to the UK, then, or Europe? When do you envisage Kerris coming across?
Look, there's nothing planned from a PR point of view. I always pop across for various things, and I'll be popping across there soon. A lot of that is just trying to raise the profile more with the institutional side of the ledger. As we move forward, it'd be nice to bring some of them on board as well. So I'll be looking at through Europe and other places in trying to raise our profile as we, get settled into production.
That sounds interesting, that, because that sounds like you're looking at the institutes, the major players, and with Kerris.
Yeah, well, look, I think we've got a good story to tell. We are the only listed Aussie gold miner on AIM. There's a lot of instos in London that do participate in Australian gold through ASX listed companies, and it'd be good to look at trying to expose them to what we're up to and what the growth story is.
Well, definitely, because the Prince of Wales, like you say, once you get all your ducks lined up for that sort of thing, And when you did the presentation the last time we met up, that looks a very exciting play. So I'm sure the institutes must pay attention to that. You know what, if you bring that asset online this year sometime.
Yeah, for sure. Look, this always takes time, and it's just a matter of persevering on the message. And if the instos see a good story and want exposure to gold, then fantastic. That means hopefully buying on market, which everyone's happy with.
Because it looks, you look at the price of Aussie gold at the moment, and you look at the momentum, the sentiment, if you like, to do with the mine and sector at the moment. It's, in my opinion, it looks like it's turning and it's bouncing.
Yeah, look.
You never seen out in that, you guys, do you?
Well, look, there's been a lot of discussion here in the last month or two, and there was an interesting article. There's a institution here called Lion Selection Fund, and there's a conference going on in Australia at the moment, and one of the principals there reckons that he's got this clock, which is at 6 o'clock is the start of the next boom, and 12 o'clock is the start of the next bust. And he reckons we've now just hit 6 o'clock. It's the start of the next boom. Early days, but it'll ramp up from here, and the good times start to roll. And certainly down here in Australia, we're seeing a lot of money being raised for resource companies, which is the first time in a long while. A lot of people getting set long term at low prices. And it's a really healthy field. Australian gold is sitting around 17 to 30 an ounce at the moment. I don't know, when we signed the deal, it was more like 1500, 1450 when we first got into gold. So, gold's been tracking upwards in Australian dollar terms here. So, yeah, I think, certainly there's a lot more positivity. If you look at Kalgoorlie today versus 6 months ago, there's a lot more people on the streets, there's a lot more buzz happening. There's this online auction was very well attended. They had 35 companies bidding for materials there. So yeah, I think maybe we've got those green shoots, and it's exciting times ahead.
I had Paul Johnson on from Metal Tiger yesterday, and he's very upbeat, with the stuff they're doing. But just to go off topic as well, I had Keith Coughlan from European Metals Limited, your mate. I had him on there last week, and
Oh, fantastic.
yeah, he's oh, by the way, he's a good guy, like. But obviously, he's into the lithium play in Europe, and he's very upbeat. So what I'm getting is, when I'm interviewing you guys, I'm getting that feeling when I go across this sector, so it definitely looks interesting.
Without a doubt. No, look, as I say, I think, a lot of people are calling the bottom, and that we're on the upswing now. But these cycles are years long, so it doesn't happen overnight. But if the sentiment's building, then it's only positive.
My personal opinion, I've followed you guys, obviously, as you know, Dave, from your spot 3-7 days and all that. But I definitely think you're in a good position to go forward in the next year or 2 years, that's for sure. That's what I think.
Look, we like Australian gold. We think this Aussie dollar, if anything, will devalue a bit more. We think the gold price is going to remain solid. Maybe it won't outperform everything, but it's going to remain a very solid fundamental. And as such, it's a really good place to be.
Definitely, yeah. Thanks for talking to us from Australia today, and I'm sure your shareholders will be very interested in this audio podcast. And I'll send a Q&A over if that's okay.
Sensational. Thanks very much, Alex.
Cheers, Dave. You're a gentleman. Thanks very much.
Good on you. Cheers, bye.